96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And joining us at 8:26, we have Flint Hills Mall Manager Clarence Fry. We're talking food, we're talking food trucks, we're talking fun here at the mall this weekend.
Yeah, we're talking food-a-palooza. Hey. Clarence, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Everything's going great.
Outstanding. How are things going at the mall here before we start talking about food-a-palooza this Saturday? And, you know, talk about some of the traffic that you've had since Dunham Sports came on board.
Well, if you've been out here, you've seen that there's a marked increase in the amount of people that are out here, obviously. Dunham's is doing really, really well. We also have the Spirit Halloween down on the south end where the old Sears was, so there's a lot of traffic down there, too.
Well, that's good. It's good to see all the foot traffic out at Flint Hills Mall. And I tell you what, Clarence, you're not lacking for activities going on at the mall. You've had a bunch of stuff. A big anniversary celebration that turned out great at the Flint Hills Mall here about a month ago, and now another food-a-palooza. So give us the when and where there.
Well, the food-a-palooza will be this weekend on this Saturday, and out in front on Industrial Road. We have 10 food trucks signed up right now. We kind of limited it to 10 this time. We got Lazy Butt Barbecue, JD's Wood-Fired Pizza. We have three new food trucks coming this time. One of them is the Sweet Roller. Pop and Squeeze will be here. Kona Ice. Shelby Snack Shack is a new one. Grab and Go Hot Dogs, which is kind of my favorite, actually, but he does a great job with those hot dogs. Miss Antojitos, Flint Hills Technical College Fusion Truck will be back. They came, I think, to our first one, and they're finally coming back. They do a wonderful, wonderful assortment of food there. And a new one also is Takira Agaves. So those are our 10 food trucks, and we're really excited about this weekend.
From your perspective here, Clarence, this seems to be one of your most popular activities that you put on the calendar now. Really, you know, it's now a twice-per-year deal. You got one in the spring, one in the fall. And what is it about the food trucks now and really kind of the food truck experience that brings people here to the mall?
Well, I think we put it on kind of during times of the year when, you know, the weather's not too terribly intense. Hopefully this weekend I think we're going to be in the mid-80s or so. But people enjoy getting out, you know. They just enjoy getting out, tasting the variety of food. The lines sometimes are just incredibly long, but I think people still enjoy getting out, participating in the community, and being part of what's going on in the community.
And I think people really like the food truck cuisine, too. These trucks are putting out some really decent fare. There is no doubt about that. You know, you mentioned the Flint Hills Technical College Fusion Truck. You know, the culinary arts students at the Tech College do a great job, and there's some really delightful food experiences people can enjoy with the Food-a-Palooza happening at Flint Hills Mall this coming Saturday. So when do things start exactly, Clarence?
Well, the food trucks will start arriving here, you know, early in the morning, I think. And then about 11 o'clock, they'll open for business. And we'll go till 3 o'clock. We say 3 o'clock, but what we've told the food trucks is you can stay as long as you have food. And if people, you know, get out here around the lunchtime hour, they'll certainly get some. But they'll stay as long as they have food. Usually that's, you know, a few of them will go a little bit longer, but I think they plan for about that time frame, 11 to 3.
Clarence, is this one of those things, too, where you have, you know, the activities outside and your established stores in the mall, they've starting to line things up as far as deals inside to kind of get some more foot traffic in the building as this is going in the parking lot?
Yeah, we try to interface with our merchants, you know, get the merchants to come along with that and offer some of those things. One of the things that we're also doing this weekend, and actually we did it in May, was that PetSense is having an adopt-a-thon that day also. So that's one of the things that if people are kind of in the market for finding a puppy or a kitten or something like that, PetSense is going to have an adopt-a-thon. We don't have anything major kind of planned inside, but some of the stores will come on board with sales or some items that they'll be highlighting.
Flint Hills Mall, Foodapalooza this Saturday. And I don't have to tell you, Clarence, but the holidays are not that far away. So you planning on arts and crafts fairs out there this year?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have tentatively, there's nothing solid on it yet, but we are going to have a bike show here in the mall on October 8th, motorcycle show, okay, if you will. The craft and trade show will be in early November. And, of course, Santa Claus is going to be here again this year, too.
Outstanding.
There you go. There you go. All right, Clarence, remind folks here about Foodapalooza here this Saturday. Give us the basic details, the when, the where, the who, and everything else.
Saturday, here in the parking lot at the Flint Hills Mall along the Industrial Road, 11 to 3, we will be awarding prizes to have a prize for the judge's favorite and a prize for the fan favorite. So come out and join us. The weather's going to be great, and we'll enjoy seeing you out here.
Clarence, thanks for your time. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Clarence.
All right, buddy.
Have a good day. Yeah, good. Yeah, Clarence Frenchy Fry, the manager of Flint Hills Mall Activities. They're hopping out there.
Boy, they are. Right. You're not kidding.
Foodapalooza going on this Saturday at the Flint Hills Mall. Clarence Fry, our Newsmaker 2 guest this morning. What's tomorrow's topic?
Well, we're going to get to that here in a second, because we got to tell you first that we'll have the Emporia Showcase, the monthly showcase with USD 253 Superintendent Allison Anderson Harder in this particular spot tomorrow at 8:20, which pushes the Newsmaker 2 to 8:40. Cool interview coming up here with Northern High student Shauna Marie Mollett as she talks about her nomination to the Congress of Future Medical Leaders.
Nice. KVOE Live in local sunshine, 74 degrees, it is 8:34.
Capital Federal is proud to be your hometown bank, serving customers for over 125 years. We are also proud of our longstanding commitment and dedication to not just our customers, but our employees and communities. We understand that when our communities succeed...